Hi, this is Josh Tyson with UX Magazine. Last week, I had the chance to talk with Dan Ward, the author of The Simplicity Cycle, a field guide to making things better without making them worse. Dan spent over two decades in the U.S. Air Force, researching, developing, testing, and fielding military equipment. He was able to deliver some pretty big projects under budget and ahead of schedule by balancing complexity and goodness. So he's taken those learnings and he's packed them into this book. This book is extremely useful, for real. Peter Morville, our buddy, our judge in the Design for Experience Awards, he says if I could ask my clients to read one book before we work together, it would be The Simplicity Cycle by Dan Ward. It's simply brilliant. Don Norman wrote the intro. He says, for anyone wanting to embrace the mantle of simplicity, this book, The Simplicity Cycle, is essential. Making something simple is difficult. Simplicity is actually quite complex. So there you have it. Let's talk to Dan. All right. So, Dan, are you in Boston right now?
I am, just outside of Boston.
Very nice. What's the weather like there right now?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's supposed to be mid-80s and sunny today.
See, that's interesting. Yeah. See, I'm in Denver where it's supposed to be 300 days of sunshine, but for like the past, I don't know, probably 2 months, it's been raining just about every day. And right now it's kind of monsooning. Yeah. Yeah. My wife is a hairstylist and she found out last night that her salon flooded. So all kinds of drama.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, that's not
fun.
Yeah, she's got a place where she can work for the day. But I bring it up because it's interesting. I was just lamenting to a friend the other day about how, you know, talking about weather can quickly start to feel very mundane. And it's that thing that everyone goes to right away. But again, sure. It's just because it's the one shared experience that everyone has. And especially regionally, you know, it's something everyone experiences. You can't escape it. And I like that you you reference weather as an example of something that's very complex, so complex that it can't really be totally unpacked. And I thought that was a really, it was one of the great examples in the book. I am not finished with the book yet, but I'm blown away by all the really good examples you use to kind of describe these terms like complexity and goodness. So,
yeah. Hey, thanks. Yeah. I think one of the things with complexity is that it does make prediction very, very difficult. As complexity increases, predictability goes way down.
Absolutely. Yeah. And with weather, I'm still not convinced that like you mentioned, they can't predict the weather 20 minutes from now, let alone 2 weeks out. So
right.
they do a pretty good job of explaining why something happened after the fact, but it's just one of those things.
right.
I'm not sure we'll ever be able to tame or understand it. So, weather. What about, I'd like to talk to you just a little bit about your experience in the military, because especially designing products and solutions in that setting, I wonder how different it is. Especially I'm thinking like with regards to user testing and things like that. I mean, there's such regimented ways of doing things. I wonder if that was kind of a boon or if it was a hindrance.
Both, yeah. There are pluses and minuses with that type of approach, and yeah, the book itself has its roots in my experience as a military engineer and military technology officer. In large part, a lot of it came out of just frustration when I was a junior officer and kept encountering people who treated complexity as an inevitable sign of sophistication and as an unavoidable attribute of military technologies. And what I found was that complexity was not always a sign of sophistication and complexity was not always inevitable. In fact, we had options to have technologies, processes, organizations that were simpler and performed better. And there's a lot of data that shows simpler systems tend to outperform the more complex systems. But yeah, then it gets into the question of testing. That's one of the reasons. It's easier and faster to test a simple system and really, really rigorously test it. You know, find out all the different functional modes, failure modes, ways it can break, ways it can be used in different, for different applications. It's easier to do that, and you can do it much faster and much cheaper when you have a simple technology. And that complexity tends to put up barriers to testing, excessive complexity, and tends to put up barriers to actually fielding the thing. You know, it takes so much time to test it by the time you're finally done. The technology is either operationally irrelevant or technologically obsolete or both.
Yeah, when you're dealing with... like it mentions here in your bio that you had an $84 million airborne radar program. So the stakes are pretty high. That's a lot of money.
Interestingly, it is. And I keep having to remind myself that $84 million is indeed a lot of money. That was one of the smallest projects in my division's portfolio. So, you know, I was very much the small guy on campus. But nevertheless, $84 million is a lot of money. And I was very happy to deliver that $8 million under budget.
Yeah.
And when you look at the other projects within that portfolio, they were all much, much larger. And they, despite having more money, tended to overspend, tended to take longer than anyone anticipated or than promised, and cost more than they promised. And they ended up doing less than they promised. And my little project was ahead of schedule, under budget, and did about twice as much as anybody had anticipated.
Yeah, which is amazing. I mean, in government, coming in early and under budget is kind of a rare thing. And then I think also in our industry, in experience design and product and service design, it's like just an area where it's really hard to do that. It's really hard to hit your goals consistently.
It is. Yeah, it's both rare and difficult. I think it gets easier if we start off with a small budget and a short schedule to begin with, a small team and a deep commitment to simplicity as an engineering discipline, as a design discipline, not just as a bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I like too that the book, you know, it's called The Simplicity Cycle. So when you pick it up, you think it's maybe just going to be about how to make things really simple, which in a sense explores that. But I think what drew me in right away is that, and like you mentioned with complexity, right? Like people just kind of assume maybe that complexity is an